Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. Well, there's a lot of different bills going on in the House and Senate, and we're just now wrapping up funnel week here at the state legislature. The first topic I wanted to bring up was a proposed expansion of the medical marijuana program. Where does this currently stand in the House?
In the House, I believe it is an expansion of industrial hemp growth, and then also with the medical marijuana, clarifying some language and expanding those who can, prescribe it to a patient. So rather than just doctors, nurses, and PAs will be able to prescribe medical marijuana as they see fit. And it's a rural access issue, so people aren't having to drive into the cities to get their prescription for their CBD oil and stuff like that.
There's been a House bill that has advanced to require all counties to use the same barcode system when it comes to elections to count all absentee ballots in effort to avoid contested elections like we saw last fall. If this bill were to pass, will counties have to foot the bill for implementing this system?
That's one of the questions that was raised in committee. You know, I think it's something that we definitely need to flesh out what the added cost is, where for sure it's going, and a good why. But I think the good why is we truly need to pick up the pieces of this past election where there were inaccuracies and people's votes didn't get counted. The way to do that is to continue to work to make the system better, you know, without barring people from voting, continue to make sure that their vote is valid and counted. And I think that's what this bill aims to do.
A bill advanced out of the House committee this week to allow utility companies to charge customers who use solar panels. Do you think this could deter Iowans from going solar?
The intent of the bill? No, I don't think the intent of the bill is to discourage solar. I'm still doing a lot of research on this. There's a little bit of heartburn on both sides of the issue, and I can understand both sides of the issue. From one side, the utilities are trying to, it's an equity and fairness thing to them. They don't currently charge an infrastructure fee to be on the grid. And so they're saying, you know, this cost is being pushed off onto the rest of the customers that don't have solar, i.e. your renters, those who don't make enough money to put solar panels on their houses and things like that. So, you know, they see it as almost a tax on the poor by forcing this cost to go to them. On the flip side of it, people that are investing in solar want to see, you know, continued investment in solar. And obviously solar companies are reaching out to us and saying this is a tax and this hurts us and this will hurt the industry and the payout, you know, so on and so forth. So it's kind of sifting through the arguments to where, you know, what are the real facts? Where do our constituents lie and what is it? The bill itself doesn't take away any of the tax incentives for solar panels. It actually keeps those in place. So there's approximately 50% reduction. So if you go to buy solar panels and let's say it costs $20,000, with all the tax cuts and tax rebates, it would end up costing you $10,000. So those are still in place. It doesn't touch anything like that. All those people that already have solar panels, they're grandfathered in. So they wouldn't pay this infrastructure tax or fee or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, they're grandfathered in. It wouldn't affect them. It's just all future installations and customers. So I helped vote it out of Commerce Committee because they promised to continue working on the bill. But, you know, I think a lot of people on committee still have a little bit of heartburn about it and truly want to hear from our constituents which way they stand on it.
A bill that proposed cutting the use of state dollars to help acquire public lands. Last time I checked, I believe that bill did not make it through this funnel week. Is this something that you would like to possibly resurface this session?
Well, you know, I don't know that it has to resurface this session, you know, or this year. What it was, I think, more than anything, was a conversation starter. And a lot of people, I heard from a lot of constituents, and, you know, I think there was a lot of confusion over the issue, like that, you know, that there was going to be all these funds yanked away from the DNR and that they wouldn't be able to purchase parklands or wouldn't be able to invest in parklands. And what I was trying to inform people of is that over the past 5 years, the DNR has purchased 17,000 acres using over $40 million. And what I've been hearing from my constituents is that, especially in Guthrie and Adair County, there's a lot of public land that isn't being taken care of. And so what we were asking to do with this bill, and I say we, I wasn't even on the committee or anything, it's just what the House or what the members were that ran this bill were asking to do, is to reinvest state dollars in those parks. So use state dollars to better take care of and upkeep the public land we have, and then the DNR would then continue to be able to use federal dollars to purchase more land if they wanted. So we're just trying to redirect the funds to, why do we continue buying land that we're struggling to take care of? Why not reinvest in the great public land we have and make those parks better? I know there's a lot of public land places where they're a fire hazard, where the underbrush is so overgrown that it's not being looked after or cared for. So I know those were some of the big issues that, you know, the bill was trying to get a subcommittee, have a public hearing, let people voice their opinions, you know, let people know where they stand on the issue. I know farmers are very interested in it, and I know, you know, a lot of the city folks are interested in it too. So,
a bill that's been referred to as a school choice bill has survived funnel week in the Senate. The current proposed version, giving taxpayer dollars to only students who have special needs. When do you expect this could be brought to the House floor?
Well, and it's not, you know, it's not when, it's more like if. I don't know if there is much of an appetite for that over in the House. I know ESAs and school vouchers make a lot of people nervous. For me, they don't make sense in the sense that it can hurt our rural schools. It's a little bit of a financial cliff for them to have to survive. So we'd really have to look at what the details were in that bill. And I'm not on education committee, so, you know, right now, especially just right after funnel, and, you know, everybody was kind of hyper-focused on their certain committees to get the bills through that they needed to get through and needed to understand to either pass or kill in committee. And, you know, now it's time to work on handling all those Senate files and, you know, working towards second funnel. Starting this next week, we'll be scheduling all those subs and hearing a lot more on what the Senate has passed through their committees.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com.